Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We're going to have a guest here, and I want to play this before we get to our guest, because we need an explanation, of course.
Let me remind you again. I reduced the federal deficit. All the talk about the deficit from my Republican friends, I love it. I reduced it $350 billion in my first year in office. And we're on track to reduce it by the end of September by another $1.5 trillion, the largest drop ever.
Sounds like he's doing great. Can't you tell? Doesn't your checking account, your pocketbook, and your 401k feel really, really great based on President Biden's economic agenda so far? Well, I don't know. Stephen Moore probably feels personally attacked by that comment. The senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks joins us now. What is he talking about?
Hey, Annie, great to be with you. Well, you know, also, I don't know if you were aware of this, but Joe Biden also cured cancer. Have you heard about that?
No, I have not heard about that yet.
So, look, I mean, this is a very, very dangerous moment for our country. The stock market is crashing again today. We've seen, you know, 3 or 4 days in a row of just a downward spiral. It's a really dangerous moment. And, you know, usually I'm a big optimist, and I still think we can avoid a recession. But when Biden says lunatic things like that, a guy who's added $3 trillion of new spending, and he's talking about reducing the deficit, it just makes you wonder whether he's just delusional. And by the way, this is all being written by he's just reading these scripts, right? I think everyone knows that. So you've got these crazy people in the White House who are left-wing ideologues who will write or say anything. And what we he's going to give a big speech tomorrow, Annie. And he's going to talk about, instead of doing what Bill Clinton did, you know, which was kind of move back to the middle after his left-wing policies failed, and Clinton saved his presidency that way, Biden seems incapable of that, of moving to the middle. And so I'm expecting that he's going to double down on his failed policies of more climate change craziness. He's talking about higher taxes, reversing the Trump tax cuts. He's talking about another $1 or 2 trillion of government spending. That's pouring kerosene on a forest fire. And I think that's one of the reasons the stock market is selling off so aggressively right now, is that people are worried that he is not capable of rescuing an economy that's really precarious right now.
You know, I'm seeing people on CNN and CNBC really start to criticize what he's doing to the economy, which makes me feel like that's a major red alert that other networks that usually are pretty favorite play favoritism towards this administration can't deny what's taking place right now. Does this change, do you think, the administration's agenda if they start taking criticism from less likely places?
You know, I think, first of all, I don't think Biden is going to switch course. You know, if you've got to, you know, if I used to coach high school football, if your team is losing, you change your strategy, right? You get some new plays. You don't keep running the same plays. And yet that's what Biden is doing. I mean, he's actually saying that the reason that we've got this crash in the stock market and the economy is floundering now is because Republicans won't pass his agenda. I mean, thank God for Joe Manchin. Can you imagine for a minute, Annie, if Biden had actually passed that $4 trillion spending bill on top of all the debt we have? We wouldn't be talking about 8 to 10% inflation. We'd be talking about 20 to 25% inflation. And in fact, by the way, last week or two ago, when I was on your show, I got a friend of mine in the St. Louis area called me and said, hey, stop saying there's only 8.5% inflation. You know, that is the official numbers. But, you know, when you see that the gas prices doubled and you see food prices up, you know, 30, 40, 50%, a lot of people don't even believe the inflation rate's 8%. They think it's closer to 20%.
You know, that's not sustainable. It's all crazy to think how drastically the economy has taken a turn. And we're like, what, 1.5 years, not even into this administration. It's going to. It inevitably seems like it's going to have to get worse. And I don't know how much middle class America or even, you know, the poor among us are going to be able to sustain living under this president.
Well, a couple of observations about that. First of all, you know, what's so heartbreaking about this is that if Trump were president today, the economy would be absolutely booming. I mean, you know, I can't tell you how many people come up to me. I'm in Las Vegas right now for a big conference, but I've been, you know, about 12 states in the last 3 or 4 weeks. So I've been traveling around a lot. And people will come up to me on street corners and, you know, they'll say, are you that economist I see on Fox News? And they'll say, you know, I didn't really like Trump that much, but I really liked his policies. You know, I liked what he did for the economy. I think people are starting to see, you know, that the policies worked under Trump. And obviously there's been a huge reversal of you know, change of our nation's fate with Biden in office. So, but, you know, Chuck Schumer the other day gave a speech saying, you know, the first thing we need to do to bring inflation down is repeal the Trump tax cuts. I mean, what planet are these people on?
And he wants to do $50,000 of student loan forgiveness.
Oh, my God. I mean, really? I mean, well, first of all, where's the money going to come from? I mean, it's important for people to understand the match that lit this forest fire of inflation was all the multi-trillions of dollars of spending. So spending more money is only going to make the situation worse. We need dramatic reductions in spending. If I were advising this president, which of course I'm not, I would say, you know, cut every agency by 10 or 15% immediately. We got to stop this flow of money through the government, which is spending it incredibly inefficiently. And incidentally, Annie, how many people do you think would ever repay a student loan if we forgive people of the student loans that are already out there?
No, absolutely. And there's,
nobody
is doing anything about the cost of education. It's just the free money that comes after it.
Exactly. It's the greatest financial swindle in America is how much these universities and colleges that are fat and happy and subsidized by government keep raising their tuition over and over, year after year after year after year. I told you that when I went to the University of Illinois, now that was in the early 80s, you know, the tuition was $1,000 a semester. Now it's $15,000 a semester. I mean, we just keep feeding the beast and it gets fatter and fatter and nobody does anything about it. So, you know, it's not too late to avert a recession. You know, it looks like we're on a course to recession, but I still think with corrective action, we could sideswipe a recession. But I don't see any good ideas coming out of this White House. Now, my buddy Larry Kudlow, you know, has been saying on Fox News, the cavalry is coming, and he's right. In November, there's going to be a switch of power in the House and Senate. You know, Pelosi will no longer be Speaker. But at this point, looking at what's happening in the stock market today, I don't think we can wait till November.
Yeah, we don't have the luxury of time. And unfortunately, this administration has a lot of time left. We're speaking with Stephen Moore, the senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks, author of a book that is kind of in the context of what we're talking about right here, Govzilla, How the Relentless Growth of Government is Devouring Our Economy and Our Freedom. What is this incoming Republican Congress need to do on day one?
Cut spending. We've got to make the Trump tax cuts permanent. And the third thing we need to do, in fact, it's funny you should ask me that. I'm literally writing a column right now about this before we came on the air. And the third thing we need to do is restore American energy dominance and drill and mine and use all the energy we have, you know, everything. Use it all so we don't have to be dependent on all these other countries.
Yeah, it seems pretty basic. And, you know, I think about the things that you're suggesting on an economic level, but then comparing that to what the everyday person is dealing with. I have an almost 11-month-old daughter at home. She is a formula fed baby. We are getting close to the place where she could go on to, you know, cow's milk. But the formula shortage that is taking place in this country right now is terrifying. It is terrifying mothers all across the country. I'm curious about your thoughts on how this fits into, like, supply shortage. Does this fit into this administration's current economic plans? Is it a completely separate issue?
You know, you're bringing up something else that is related to what we've been talking about. So I'll give you another example. By the way, the food, I am worried about food shortages. I really am. You know, look at what's – I've talked to farmers. I was in Nebraska last week, and the farmers are saying, look at what's happening, the cost of our fertilizer, the cost of the pesticides, of the cost of irrigation. You know, those are all energy – you know, agriculture is very energy intensive. So when the price of oil and gas and coal and electric power go up, the price of food goes up. And so we are looking at, you know, potentially even higher prices of food because we're looking at potential shortages. And that's going to cause, you know, more financial stress for American families. But the real tragedy is, look, we will be able to get through that without people going hungry. But think about in other countries, poor countries, we could see, you know, a huge, massive increase in hunger and even, you know, famine. And so that is a scary situation. I'll give you another example. I went out with my wife this weekend. We were looking at maybe buying a new car because our car has 150,000 miles on it. Mm. And there were no cars to buy. I mean, we went to four dealerships. They don't have any cars in the – I mean, they have cars in the showroom, but you can't buy them.
Yeah.
And you have to wait. They said you're going to have to wait 3 to 6 months for delivery.
Yeah. What if you do if you wreck your car? Like, what if you don't – if you don't have a car? That's – it seems like that part of this problem is expanding and expanding and expanding, and it's going to cause panic in consumers, not just from a what do I do with my 401k situation, but, you know, how do I get the things that I need to sustain my family this specific week?
Well, did you see, by the way, there was another report that was in The Wall Street Journal this weekend. Everybody should be paying attention to this. It basically it interviewed a number of major CEOs of utilities. You know, they're the ones who provide our electric power. And they said that all the way from California to New York and even in the Midwestern states like Michigan and Indiana, we could see blackouts because of this crazy reliance on wind and solar power, which is completely unreliable. And if that happens, that's a economic and public health crisis. If you can't turn the lights on, if you can't get heat or air conditioning for your home. So I want to tell people, you know, you might be smart to have generators if you don't have one, because the grid system is very unreliable because we're going to we're forcing utilities to buy all this wind and solar power, which is not only expensive, but what happens when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing?
Man, it's just not a lot of good news to be had these days. And, you know, I guess the good news is November is coming, but it's going to be a few months before that takes place. Steve
Well,
Moore,
hopefully, you know, the Fed did take some corrective action to try to get, you know, this inflation rate down last week.
Yes.
But I don't think they were quite aggressive enough. You know, so maybe you caught me in a bad mood today because I've lost
I think everybody's feeling that. I think that probably speaks straight to the hearts of the people who are listening right now. It's a stressful time.
One thing, if it were like COVID was a natural disaster, right? It was an act of nature. This is not an act of nature. This is specific policy proposals from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden that have wrecked our economy. And the question I guess asked all the time is this intentional? And, you know, I've always said, no, this isn't intentional. They're just misguided. But I don't know. Maybe that is intentional. I don't know.
They're so good at being bad. It is a man-made disaster.
Exactly.
It makes people scratch their heads. Stephen Moore, thank you.
You know, the other thing is every day that Joe Biden is in office, the American people recognize, you know, what a good president Trump was.
That is true. And people are probably questioning their disgust for him.
Exactly.
Significantly. So we'll talk to you again next week, Stephen Moore. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.